Alex, good morning.
Good morning. It's me, Girish, and I'm calling from Blistow. So I just wanted to do some inquiring about your different RF coaxial connectors.
Right, okay.
Do you have
What
this
do you want to
product?
know? Sorry, what are you asking?
Yeah, I'm asking about connectors,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to send me, would it be easier to email through an inquiry?
No, basically, I wanted to discuss about these connectors. So first
Okay.
question, so are you the customer service associate in this company, or you are a technical person?
No, not technical.
Okay.
Customer service.
Okay, is there anyone who is more into this products market and selling this product?
Yeah, which particular product is it you're interested in?
Yeah, basically coax connectors means the connectors which you are having, like whether it is BNC micro, BNC mini.
Yeah,
It's
and
a
yeah, what's the
small connect.
questions?
Sorry.
You've got questions, have you, about the connectors?
Yeah, I do have.
Sorry, it's
Yeah.
a really bad line. I'm struggling to hear.
So yeah, I do have more questions with me. So, like regarding means, what type of connectors do you have, and just wanted to know more about your connectors.
Okay, hold on just for me a second. I'll just put you through.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, I'm
Would you help?
Girish. Yeah, basically, I was looking into your products, coax connector products. So,
Yep.
and also I found out that Coax Connector Limited is a prominent company in UK, right?
Yep.
So I am basically a research consultant working for a company, BIS Research.
Yeah.
So it's regarding some means I have some questions related to UK connectors market. So are you the right person whom I can ask questions regarding it?
I'll try. Go on.
Yeah. So in the UK connectors market, I found out from a company that Bishop and Associate that UK connectors market is expected to grow around 6% in 2023. Is it right? 6% or 4%?
Yeah.
Okay. May I know who are the prominent electronic connector manufacturers in the UK apart from your company?
There are other companies, but it depends on the industry, to be honest.
Yeah, if let's say I'm considering different industries like automotive, medical, and telecom, consumer electronics. If I consider these industries, if specifically if overall connectors, like there are companies like TE Connectivity, Molex, Amphenol are there, but I wanted to understand specifically for UK, if you know about the
Yeah,
company.
that's the interesting part because the companies you quoted aren't UK manufacturers.
Okay, they are the prominent one in UK, right?
Amphenol is not a UK manufacturer, they're American.
It's American, but do they have the presence in UK? No.
Not manufacturing. They have a sales presence. I mean, it's the same as
Okay.
Radiel. They have sales presence, but not manufacturing.
Okay, okay. And, you know, I have done some secondary research for this UK, global connectors market, you know, and from that I got to know, and I estimated that the market size for global electronic connector market is coming around $80 billion.
Yeah,
so, and
yeah.
It is expected to grow at a growth rate of around 5 to 8%. Is this the right estimation that I have done? What do you say?
I would say yes, it's probably less than that, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the problem with coax connectors, it all depends on what happens in the world that we don't know. I mean,
okay.
It's very sort of, I mean, if lots of satellites are up there, I mean, but if the natural disasters are happening like they are, then believe it or not, coax connectors increases.
Right, right. Absolutely. And again, I have considered
security. It goes, you know, and it all depends. So I would say yes. Your views are correct. Yes.
Okay. I have considered different products for this market. You know, I/O connectors, PCB connectors, RF coaxial connectors, fiber optic connectors, and at last I'm considering others. In others, I'm considering circular connectors, wire-to-wire connectors, rectangular connectors. So
yeah.
Wanted to understand from your point of view about the ranking of RF coaxial connectors in these products. Means your company is mainly into coaxial, right?
We're mainly in coax, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to answer on circular because we don't make them, or you know, rectangle, we don't make them. So I don't know where they would be in the ranking.
Okay. Okay, no problem. So you're not aware about this product, right?
No.
Okay, fine, no problem. Any challenges you are facing in the UK electronic connector market right now?
Costs, raw material and power. Gold
okay.
And electricity, basically.
Okay. Means I heard that, you know, in the last 2-3 years, this connector market is not growing at a high growth rate due to some, you know, issues, supply chain issues, and it's declining from last 2-3 years and expected to decline in upcoming 1-2 year. Is it right?
No, I think it's still growing.
Okay, it is growing fast, right?
Yeah.
I guess I got wrong information, but yeah, at what growth rate it is growing, may I know?
Oh, it's 6-8%.
Okay. Apart from UK, let me ask you one question. So in the Europe, at what position do you see UK rank in the connector market?
What percentage?
No, not percentage I'm asking. I'm asking the rank of UK in Europe. Means, let's say I'm considering different countries like Germany,
yeah.
France, Spain, and all the European countries.
Yeah.
I know UK is a different country, but if I taken it is in the Europe, you know,
yeah.
At what rank you expect that UK will be there?
I have fourth.
Fourth. Okay.
Yeah.
And the first one will be Germany, right?
Germany, I get Germany or Switzerland.
Okay, then third?
It would be France.
Okay, no problem. You know, and also I'm considering your company, the key manufacturers, while I'm writing the report, I'm considering UK country differently. So I'm considering your country in the key manufacturers in the UK and listing it down in the your company. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Also along with that, for your answers to the questions that I have asked you, so as a token of your contribution, I'll be happy to share with you the token, you know, the executive summary or the export copy of the report once it gets published. So for your contribution.
Yeah.
So you can expect it to, you know, this executive summary by end of this month. May I know your name and mail ID?
Gary Helms.
Gary Holmes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on the LinkedIn?
Yes, Gary is on, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let me search for you in the link on the LinkedIn so that we can connect on LinkedIn, you know. Please tell me your mail ID.
It's Gary at fusioncomponents.com.
Gary Holmes, right?
Helms, E-L-M-E-S.
Can you spell it out, your mail ID?
Gary, G-A-R-Y.
G-A-R-Y,
F-U-S.
At?
F-U-S-I-O-N, components, C-O-M-P-O-N-E-N-T-S.com.
Fusion Components, right?
Yeah.
Let me repeat it again. It's Gary, G-A-R-Y.
Yeah.
@fusioncomponents.com.
That's it.
Okay then, Gary, I'll be sending you you this executive summary with you for your contribution.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for answering questions. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you.